Still here. Public comment, Ms. Hughes. To the left, or your right.
Age-related. Buddy Hughes, Minot Road. I just wanted to mention that I read that you repair roads in 3 days. So 2 weeks ago, I mentioned there's three holes in Slade and Northport Boulevard. I still see the holes. And I'm not batting zero today because I got two lawns cut around me, right around my house. So I got two out of three. But now we have another house across the street, and I hope that can be cut. That's up to my knees now. That's all I got. Oh, I want to know what's more happened to that burned house, because I don't want to go to him and ask him, because the neighbors want to know. This way it's on television, everybody knows. What is the latest on that burned house that burned July 4th? He contacted him, I know, Scott Williams, 12 times, but that was a couple of months ago. So now what's happened to date, please?
Is there anything else, Ms. Hughes?
No.
Okay, if you'll have a seat.
Got the answer?
I will when you have a seat. Not a problem. Can we get Mr. Williams, city manager, to give us kind of a quick... Yeah, right? No?
Scott Williams, building director. We're still in pursuit. We're chasing it. Matter of fact, another call was made today. I typically call the day before commission meeting, knowing that I'll probably get the question asked. And they're still working back and forth between the bank. It just changed over in foreclosure. But we haven't been contacted back, you know, yet. It was called in and left a message, so hopefully I'll have an update that I can get a hold of Ms. Hughes in the next couple days.
Thank you very much. Okay, Commission, we have the consent agenda.
I'll pull the agenda. The item number is wrong. It's 2B. It should read 209-14, not 209-15. I'll just make that correction and then approve it, please.
So we need to pull B.
Please.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about B anyway, so thank you.
I move to approve consent agenda A.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Garofalo, seconded by Commissioner Blucher. Any discussion? No, please vote. That's unanimous. On to item 2B, which should be amended to be RFB number 2009-14.
I have one question.
We have Mr. Newman or Pat? Pat. Commissioner Trubert?
Yeah. You're budgeting, or you're asking for $55,000 and a $5,500 contingency. $55,000 is based on what type of sign?
$55,000 is based on the concrete block and stucco sign that was specified.
And what's that look like?
It's a...
I don't remember what that looks like.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, this particular sign has everybody's seen it. It's been through the TTARB. It's a stucco sign with it has like a tile type of roof on it. You can walk through an arch that goes over the sidewalks. But it's the one that. That the TTA would be in the commission previously saw. I can actually get you the copy of the specs if you want to see them, but it's the same.
Okay.
Commission, this is some of you, well, I know Commissioner Blucher was here, but since three of you are new, what this is this went through a year and a half, probably, long process. It is a smaller version of what is in
Up
our...
North.
Our northern end, and this is the southern end entranceway, which we have to foot the bill for, but we've been planning for over a year for. So,
right around the corner from my house.
Yes.
Okay, move to approve consent item agenda item B with the change of making the RFB number 2009-14.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Blucher, seconded by Commissioner Garofalo. No discussion. Please vote. That's unanimous. On to resolutions. Resolution number 09-R-24. Read by title, please.
Resolution number 09-R-24, resolution of the City Commission of the City of Northport, Florida, as the governing body of the Northport Road and Drainage District, authorizing and directing the acquisition of certain permanent sidewalk easements and temporary construction easements by any legal means, construction easement by any legal means, including eminent domain, as necessary for the construction of sidewalks for the Lamarck Elementary School.
Good afternoon, Charles Pringle, Real Estate Services. This resolution is being brought forth to you for your approval for the use of the city's powers of eminent domain for a particular purpose. This is the last section of sidewalk that runs along Sardinia as part of the Neighborhood Connection sidewalk program for the Lamarck School. It was delayed from its original construction because of the addition of a dedicated left turn lane at the intersection of Sardinia and I believe it's pronounced Sepulupa. And in that case, what it did was it moved the pavement over almost to the drainage swale that was on the right-hand side, the left-hand side of the roadway heading towards Lamarck. In looking at the alternatives that we have for the improvement, one of them that the city looked at was placing the sidewalk over the existing swale system, which would preclude the need for a permanent drainage easement, but not preclude the need for temporary construction easement on the two properties that abut that section of roadway. The difficulty that staff saw in that was one of a safety issue in that the sidewalk would then be within 6 inches of the paved portion of Sardinia, which is heavily used, particularly during the time the children would be using it after school. Therefore, the judgment was made, at least from staff's recommendation to you, in considering this resolution, that it is much safer for particularly the school-aged children that would be utilizing the sidewalk to move that sidewalk to the inside portion of the swale, keeping the buffer the same distance from the paved portion of the roadway as the remainder of the Sardinia sidewalk. That therefore means that we would need to have a 6-foot permanent sidewalk easement running along the frontage along Sardinia from both properties. One of the properties is currently vacant. The other one is improved, and there is a fence along that portion and rather a sharp dip. For any of you that have been out there, we have looked at it. From an engineering standpoint, we've asked the engineer to look at it to see if there would be any slope erosion for them. There would not be. The difficulty that we're facing is that one of the two people is in foreclosure. They have departed to parts where we cannot identify. Therefore, the only way that we can move forward with this from the position that the staff is suggesting to you from a safety standpoint is to acquire that by eminent domain. The cost of the easements is minor. The cost of litigation will depend upon the course of action that we need to take in the very end. And therefore, we request that you approve this resolution on that basis.
Commissioner Blucher.
Yes, since there could be a eminent domain issue, could be a court issue, let me ask just a couple questions on the location where you want to put it. And number one, with that, is there any safety issues that you foresee putting it in the new location where you want to put it?
In the location that we put it, we believe the safety issues are mitigated in that it will be the same distance from the paved edge or the edge of pavement to the sidewalk as on the remainder of Sardinia.
Okay.
If you moved it on top of the swale, which is the other option, which would only then require a permanent or a temporary construction easement, plans, it appears as though it's within 6 inches of the paved portion of roadway.
Okay. And this the same question, but dealing with the environment instead of safety.
There are no environmental issues. Either option would address the swale drainage properly.
Okay.
And I will mention one other thing and one other aspect of this, that there is a drainage problem at the intersection of Sardinia and Sepulupa. It currently is an open Texas type of swale where the water runs across the road. There is frequent flooding at that location. It's affecting the house on the corner and the first house back on Sepulupa. And part of the sidewalk construction will be to improve that drainage by replacing a culvert under that section of roadway.
Okay.
And it would be improving another safety issue.
City Attorney, is there any other questions you feel should be directed because of the possible?
No, the resolution covers those adequately. We review those resolutions in advance, and we make sure that the factors are properly addressed. And Ms. Pingree always does a good job with you going through those, particularly alternate routes. There's always one that affects the issue, and cost is also one as well. So there was obviously from the staff summary, there's a cost savings here doing it this way.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Commission, do we have a motion?
Move to approve resolution number 09-R-24.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Blucher, second by Commissioner Jones. Please vote. And that is unanimous.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Moving on to resolution number 09-R-37.
Resolution number 09-R-37, a resolution of the City Commission of the City of Northport, Florida, acting in its capacity as the governing body of the Northport Road and Drainage District, accepting the grant of a temporary construction easement over, under, and across certain real property identified as Tract E and Tract F, Block 27, 13th Edition, to Port Charlotte Subdivision.
Go ahead.
Joanna Blea, Public Works Department. This request concerns Resolution 09-R-37, accepting a temporary construction easement from Mr. Joachim Lupert, property owner of Tract E and Tract F, Block 27, 13th Edition to Port Charlotte Subdivision, for the maintenance and dredging of certain waterways and creeks lying within the 13th Edition to Port Charlotte Subdivision, which is the area of the Duck Key Subdivision. The Department of Public Works will be performing maintenance to certain waterways and canals in this area and needs access for the dredging of the canals and also for the storage of materials and equipment on the upland areas. Mr. Lupert has voluntarily agreed to grant a temporary construction easement on his properties to the City Northport Road and Drainage District. This temporary construction easement will provide staff with the necessary access for the maintenance of the waterways, and therefore staff recommends approval of Resolution 09-R-37. Are there any questions?
Commission, any questions?
I move to approve
resolution number 09-R-37.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Blucher, seconded by Commissioner Garofalo. Any discussion? No. Please vote. That is unanimous. Okay, next is resolution number 09-R-38.
Resolution number 09-R-38, resolution of the City Commission of the City of Northport, Florida, acting in its capacity as the governing body of the Northport Road and Drainage District, provides for approval of a temporary non-exclusive 10-foot wide utility easement to T-Mobile South LLC, provides for an execution of the easement, provides for filing, provides for severability, provides for conflicts, and provides for an effective date.
Mr. Pingree.
Good afternoon, Charles Pingree, Real Estate Services. The comments I'm about to make also address the following resolution, which is resolution number 09-R-40. As you will recall, a short while ago, this commission approved the granting of certain utility easements and ingress-egress easements to T-Mobile for access to its telecommunications site on the city on the district-owned property just to the east of the Mullen Center. In reviewing their initial plans as they came in for power, they were bringing their power line down the side of their property directly adjacent to the ball field. We asked them to move that. They agreed to do so. In doing so, it necessitated an expansion of the utility easement area and the access area to that to accommodate that request of the city. This resolution, number 38 and number 40, accomplished those two. One is a utility easement directly, and the second is ingress egress, and we request your approval of both resolutions as they're presented.
Thank you. Any questions?
Move to approve resolution number 09-R-38.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Garofalo, seconded by Commissioner Blucher. No discussion. Please vote. That is unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is resolution number 09-R-40.
Resolution number 09-R-40, a resolution of the City Commission of the City of Northport, Florida, acting in its capacity as the governing body of the Northport Road and Drainage District, provides for approval of a temporary non-exclusive 20-foot wide ingress and egress easement to T-Mobile South, LLC, provides for execution of the easement, provides for filing, provides for severability, provides for conflicts, and provides for an effective date.
Move to approve resolution number 09-R-40.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Blucher, seconded by Commissioner Trubert. Please vote, seeing no discussion. And that is unanimous.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Folks, we are adjourned until 6 o'clock.